Special News. A 270-kilogram Australian satellite was launched yesterday morning from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California by a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. It was on a mission called Transporter 10. The satellite is called Optimus and it carries Australian-made technology for the Sydney-based company Space Machines. Let's hear how the action happened at Vandenberg.
Hello and welcome to the webcast for the Transporter 10 mission, SpaceX's 21st launch of 2024 and second launch in less than 24 hours following the launch of Crew 8 from Kennedy Space Center in Florida last night. Hello everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Atticus Federa and I'm a propulsion engineer here at SpaceX. I'll be your host as we follow this Falcon 9 taking flight for its fifth time to deliver dozens of spacecraft into a sun-synchronous orbit for multiple customers. And today we are excited to send 53 more payloads to space today, and those include CubeSats, Microsats, and a hosted payload. And on today's mission, we're flying many exciting payloads, from one that will one day help address the issue of space debris to in-space surveillance and reconnaissance support, Earth imaging and emissions tracking, and several payloads intended to demonstrate and grow in-space technologies.
LD is go for launch.
And there's that go for launch from our launch director. So with that, all systems are go for Falcon 9's launch of the Transporter 10 mission.
2-1, ignition. And liftoff, Falcon 9. Go SpaceX, go Transporter 10.
And one technology being tested are printed solar cells developed by CSIRO. Now, Optimus is designed to repair and refuel satellites. One partner is the company HEO, which the space show has previously reported on. They make cameras to image other satellites. Now, Space Machines is collaborating with the United States company OrbitFab, which specializes in refueling spacecraft in orbit. The pair will work together with quick response code-like docking markers attached to both satellites. Later this year, they plan to test their respective innovations by conducting rendezvous and proximity operations maneuvers. Well, the Optimus satellite is in a circular orbit of altitude 516 kilometers. It deployed 1 hour and 11 minutes after liftoff.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our coverage of the Transporter 10 mission. We've had a great mission so far with an on-time liftoff at 2:05 p.m. Pacific time. We have successfully recovered our first stage for its fifth time, landing at Landing Zone 4. And we have completed the first of four separate second stage burns. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our coverage of the Transporter 10 mission. We've had a great mission so far with an on-time liftoff at 2:05 p.m. Pacific time. We have successfully recovered our first stage for its fifth time, landing at Landing Zone 4. And we have completed the first of four separate second stage burns. We are traveling at about 28,000 kilometers per hour, over 500 kilometers above the surface of the Earth. Currently, we are heading in a southwest direction over the Pacific Ocean.
Apex Aries 1, separation confirmed. Optimus, separation confirmed.
Now, of course, there are always some really neat payloads flying on these transporter missions, and today's mission is no different. From a payload that will one day help address the issue of space debris, to another providing in-space surveillance and reconnaissance support, another for Earth imaging and emissions tracking, and several payloads intended to demonstrate and grow in-space technologies.
And that space debris thing is, of course, the Australian Optimus satellite. And by the way, the final deployment from this launch, Transporter 10, was MethaneSat, in which New Zealand is heavily involved. Now, MethaneSat was described in detail on our space show programs of 21, June the 9th, and June 16th. So you might want to look it up on our website.